Field.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Try not to step on the post there. Presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Happy Monday, everyone. And man, what a show we have for you. What a race we get to talk about. Harrison Burton, come on down. Super Speedway, late race heroics. Man, what a race we were treated to. What a call. I'm interested to see what Sean thinks of the new voice in the booth. And plenty to get to as well. And now we have one race before the playoffs. And of course, most importantly, we welcome Sean Whitfield back from yet another vacation. So he'll be in studio to talk to us as well. So we got lots to talk about. Big win for Harrison Burton. We got points. We got playoffs. We got Darlington. Sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You, here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, and I'm here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock because of the man sitting across from me, who I think very boldly, quite frankly, just woke up today and said, I'm going monochromatic. Sean, what that means is all one color. He's in all black. He's Johnny Cash, maybe because he's getting older. Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, excuse
whoa,
me.
Whoa, that vacation still got you.
I guess it does. Good evening. Glad to be here. Man, I missed being here last week.
However, I bet you really missed
however,
it.
About this time, I was enjoying myself on the beaches of Cancun, Mexico. So, you know, that's hard to beat. But, hey, I did miss being here.
Well, I would say we missed having you, but Marcus, our buddy Marcus Kilgore, filled in admirably. We got a lot talked about what you know we assumed was going to be a good race. We had no idea how good a race it could have been, or it ended up being. But no, certainly glad to have you back.
Hey, a big thank you goes out to Marcus Kilgore, White Lightning, Harley Davidson for filling in.
Yeah, go see him.
He is a great guy, and if you're in the market for a Harley Davidson, go by and see the folks at White Lightning and Harley Davidson. Just off Lee Highway, they will take really good care of you. But yeah, man, glad to be back. Had a great time on vacation. However, I was about to say there's nothing worse than COVID on a vacation, but no, there's far things worse than COVID on vacation. But my wife and I both did have COVID on vacation.
You got sick and had to spend a day not on the beach,
oh,
but in the bed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and this was my third time, I think. I think I had it twice during the pandemic. The new COVID is much milder, much easier to deal with. It was almost like having a bad sinus infection, except you're running a little bit of a fever. And there's times you're thinking, okay, am I running a fever? Because you're chilling a little bit. And then the next thing you know, you're sweating. And you go, oh, my fever's breaking. I guess I am running a fever.
Are you sure you just didn't have too many cocktails? Because I'll tell you what, I can lay in the bed and not feel very good when I'm on vacation because of that.
Actually, that was a benefit because I was in the bed all day Saturday. Just felt terrible. And then on Sunday, we spent the day at the beach. I was feeling better, had a good day. And then that Sunday night, they had a really nice Mexican fiesta dinner going on. And they had a tequila bar set up. And so they had all these different kinds of tequilas I'd never seen, heard of. Some, I mean, it was just like smooth as water, but it had a heck of a kick. And I think the tequila is what got the rest of the COVID out
cure
of my body.
Cure what ails
hey,
you.
It killed whatever was in me.
I'm a big proponent of that. Yeah. If you drink enough, you
so
have to feel better.
I think the tequila is the prescription for the new COVID.
Okay, so
it will get it right out of you.
I feel like your lawyers want us to say this is not medical advice. We are not trained professionals, except at drinking it tequila. So tequila probably won't cure your COVID, but it will make you feel a whole lot better. But real quick, Sean, awesome race. Glad you had vacation. But I think the most important thing that we can take out of all of this is You're one day older today, or 1 year older.
Oh, my God. That is not important.
I'll hit it, Chuck. Here we go.
That is not important.
A little bit of a party time for our old buddy, Jonathan.
That is not important. It's just another day.
56 years young.
56. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Man, 56 years old. That sounds like an old man.
It's not old for a tree.
It's not.
No. Trees grow really old for a long time.
Oh, it seems like it's the other day.
But it is for a person. It is for a person, Matt.
56 years old.
What, you know, I got you, I think you were 45 when I got you Metamucil for your birthday. What do I get someone?
No, you got me that for Christmas.
Okay. But I'm saying is what do I get someone that's even older than that?
You know, nothing really comes to mind.
Well, it's because you're losing it. And that's,
yeah, that's why I'm losing my memory.
Senility is your friend when you get your age.
Oh,
congratulations.
Goodness. 56.
And yeah. Mrs. Whitfield brought some delicious crumble cookies in here that you'll
which
never...
Which is the last thing I
that
need.
You'll never eat because of the way that you what, eat
one,
normally.
One is my limit, so that means you got to walk out the door with one or two.
If I take one home, I've got a house full of women that'll tear it up.
Yeah, you need to eat those.
And you know,
that's the last thing I need.
And even though I am better off, I'm in less of a doghouse than last time I saw you, I'm never really all the way out. So I might need to bring them a cookie.
So you're kind of like that dog that has the front paws in and or the back paws out.
Yeah, I stick my head out and I look
to see if it's okay to come out.
I think I might be all right for a little while.
So how was your weekend?
That was good, man. It was
anything fun?
Nope. Actually, just you know, didn't see you guys at Mass, but we went there.
Hey, I waved as we rode by.
Just did, you know, one of those. After the weekend beforehand, number one, my body needed a detox. Number two, had a lot of housework to get to. So kind of one of those lazy ones because, of course, we've got holiday weekend coming up. And then it's about to get, you know, my wife, God love her, she keeps the oars pretty busy. So it's about to ramp up and be busy fall season.
Well, like NASCAR drivers have driver points. Casey Orr has husband points. Have you got many husband points now?
I'm barely.
Or are you losing badly?
I'm barely keeping the team open.
You're barely keeping.
Losing sponsorships left and right. I'm basically a start and park at this point.
Oh goodness, man! You need to turn that thing around.
You know what? You think it'd
not
be that
even
easy.
New sponsors would help you right now?
Especially,
huh?
You know, a driver like me, championship guy, can't get it together. I'm like Kyle Busch. I just can't get it together this year.
Yeah. However, Kyle Busch looked better this week.
He did, but you know what? Second place. Gets you
first loser
pretty much.
Yeah,
especially in relationships, second place never wins out.
That is for sure. But yeah, I want to before we move forward, I got a couple things to say. Number one, thank you to everybody that has reached out to me today via Facebook, texts, emails. I've had a lot of texts, and I haven't had a chance to return everybody's messages.
He would thank you by name, but he can't remember.
Thank you for thinking about me and taking a little bit of your time out of your day to send me a little message of kind words. I'm grateful for that. And then next, this Saturday, is the debut of our fifth season of College Football Radio presented by Medicare Misty here on Rock 105 and also on our sister station 103.7. Kiss FM. And this is SEC at its best. It's nothing but SEC football. And it all gets started this Saturday morning, 9 a.m. with your host, Jim Gumm. I'll be joining him this week to also talk about the beginning of the 2024 SEC conference. Also, this year, we've got Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC conference. So instead of 14 teams, we've got 16. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the changes in the SEC playoff system. We're going to talk about the changes in the SEC with TV and media rights. Just all kinds of cool stuff. And the fact that Nick Saban is doing ESPN College Game Day, and he picked the Georgia Bulldogs to be the national champions.
Well, really going out
for 2025.
Going out on a limb there.
Well, you heard it first from Nick Saban himself. So I would say that, you know, the chances are pretty good that that's going to happen. I don't think Oklahoma State even shows up on the radar.
Oklahoma State's got a chance to make the playoff. We're returning everybody, but as all good Oklahoma
State. Where are they forecasted right now in the preseason?
I think we are, depending on the poll, we're like 17th or 19th, something like that.
Oh, so you did make the top 20.
Well, yeah. I mean, we won 10 games last year, and we returned absolutely everybody. Wow. And we have a Heisman contending running back.
So. But can you beat Oklahoma?
We don't play them this year because they
don't play Oklahoma.
They went to the SEC.
Well, I know they went to the
SEC. They took all the money and went to the SEC.
But you know, the SEC teams, they need a kind of a B team, sort of like Tennessee has with UTC coming up. I didn't know if Oklahoma was going to have Oklahoma State.
Well, you know, we beat them last year, Sean, in the last ever Bedlam game, as far as we know. So we're reigning Bedlam champions forever, which is nice.
Is that the way that works?
It's exactly the way that works.
Gotcha. But anyway, Saturday morning, 9 a.m., right here on Rock 105. Tune in, College Football Radio, presented by Medicare.
Ought to be a good one. So now that gambling is legal, will there be any gambling advice on College Football Podcast?
No, just because I don't think we're qualified to do that.
I'm talking about picking point spread. Jim has the blitz that he does. He's really good at that stuff.
Yeah, but... You know, I don't think we would either one want to put our necks out there to give someone financial advice on betting.
Well, no, you just say for entertainment purposes only. However, if I were going to put $25 on this game, this is who I would pick.
That's something we do a special segment called Casey's Gambling Picks.
I tell you
on
what,
College Football Radio.
Thank goodness I don't pay as close attention to college football as I used to, because now that you can gamble on an app, it would get bad.
You would have a problem.
It would get really bad.
It'd be like your beer.
Love to gamble.
If you had not only the beer but the gambling, what that would do for Mrs. Omar.
Oh man, you know what?
She'd never speak to you.
Then
again.
I could just play video games and have the trifecta. She couldn't keep her hands off me.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my gosh. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to break down the race weekend at Daytona. We saw a driver get his first ever NASCAR Cup Series win, and the thing about it is it's a driver that is even out of a job in 2025. We'll talk about that. We'll also give you the latest update on Richard Childress Racing with Austin Dillon. They went before the final appeal, and we'll share with you how that all shook out.
Shocking.
It's breaking news. And a lot more news to talk about in the world of NASCAR. I want to thank you so much today for joining us. We got more NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75. you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Chew me up and spit me out, 'cause you know that I'll come back. Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all your NASCAR news and information. Big win, first career win by Harrison Burton at the Coke Zero Sugar 400. We're getting ready to talk about that, where everybody finished up. Another close call for Kyle Busch. But what it all means is there's really one more race before the playoffs start, and that's coming up this Sunday, September 1st at Darlington, the Cookout Southern 500, Labor Day weekend, Southern 500, playoffs on the line. Is there anything more American than that? That race is going to happen at 6 o'clock under the lights, and a lot of drivers showing up there with their one and only chance to make it into the playoffs. So it ought to be a good one, and of course, no matter what happens, Sean and I, because, well, it's Sean, and he makes me, even on Labor Day, a holiday for everyone.
Man, don't
we'll
sound
be
so
here
excited.
Monday to break it all down,
you know,
and get you ready for the NASCAR playoffs.
You know how much fun we have, and you know how much our listeners enjoy hearing us on Labor Day weekend, especially for those maybe hanging out on the lake or, you know, hanging out backyard doing a little grilling or smoking.
Oh,
on
they're
the grill.
All out there, you know, doing what you're supposed to do, and we're like, well, let's go back to work. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, I ran into one of our listeners today, a longtime friend by the name of Kevin Bloom.
I know Bloomers.
That's what he said.
I know Bloomers real well.
That's what he said. He said that you work with his son.
So T Money is right across from me. So
T Money.
That's what I call him.
Oh, okay.
T Money. I can't say on the radio the other name I call him. But anyway.
Well, where is it radio appropriate to tell?
Not at all.
How T Money came about?
Well, just because he looks like $1 million all the time.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sharp dresser?
He looks like his dad dresses him every day. Huh. So, Bloomers is awesome. I've known him for a while. Played some golf with him. He and my boss are best buds. And I love
him.
Who
are you calling Bloomers? You talking Kevin?
Kevin Bloom.
So you call Kevin Bloomers?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe you were calling his son Bloomers.
No, his son's T Money.
T Money.
Yeah. Okay. And Tyler, I mean, yes.
All right.
Tyler's my man. He's awesome.
Yeah. What does he do for you guys?
That'd be a good question, really. What does Tyler do on a daily basis? He's helping with some admin stuff while we have a girl out. And then when she returns, he's going to really dive into production and help a lot of that. But super smart kid, really cool. I like Tyler a lot.
Okay.
But yeah,
I know
Kevin. I didn't realize you knew Kevin.
Yeah, I've known Kevin a long time.
Okay, cool.
Probably 20 or more years.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been in the car industry for a long time.
So he and the guy I work for, Bobby Winnie, they've known each other forever, and they're big buds, have been forever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Kevin has University Motors here on Lee Highway. Yeah.
So that is where he bought Krista's car from us.
The Suburban?
The Pilot.
Oh, the Pilot.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You still driving the Suburban?
Oh, yeah. The Suburban's kicking it.
Cool.
He's got some nice cars. Got everybody out there. Go check out University Motors. Go say hi to Kevin Bloom.
But isn't that where the pink elephant is?
Where the pink elephant is. They're ready to deal today, and they got a really good stock in right now.
And you know what? When you get through shopping for a car, you can just stop next door and have you a cocktail and take you a little break.
You know what? Have you a little dance?
Yeah.
A little pause?
You can just strut right over to the dance club. So just thought I'd mention that, too. I wouldn't know. I've just got friends you
can
like
just
you.
See, you can just see it over yeah. there. You haven't been there.
I got friends like you that have been known to visit over there. But anyway, well, getting back to NASCAR, great race Saturday night under the lights at Daytona. And I got a little trivia question here for you, Casey. How many decades, consecutive decades, has the Wood Brothers been racing in NASCAR?
Consecutive decades?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. The Wood Brothers go back. I'm going to say, let's go back to the, I'm going to say seven consecutive decades.
Man, you're close. It's eight.
Wow. 80 years.
Eight consecutive decades the Wood Brothers have been racing in NASCAR. The France family have been running the sport of NASCAR and have founded NASCAR for three quarters of a century. And, of course, the Paddies have been around for a long time, too. They've been around for probably as long or longer than the Wood Brothers have. And so they had been having nine wins under their belt for all of these years. I think it had been like the last 8 years the Wood Brothers had had 99 wins.
Just stuck on 99.
Stuck on 99. So it was a goal of the Wood Brothers when they hired Harrison Burtner. It's been a goal for a long time, but they said, hey, coming on board with us, if you can achieve getting our 100th win, man, you're going to be a superstar here. And so Harrison Burton finally got that 100th win for the Wood Brothers Saturday night, his first ever victory in the NASCAR Cup Series. It was his 98th race in the NASCAR Cup Series. He's only 23 years old, and he's without a job next year. He is being replaced by Josh Berry. So that pressure's been kind of on his shoulders of, okay, what am I going to do next year? It was anticipated that he wouldn't be back in 2024, that the Wood Brothers were going to make an announcement in 2023 that they had replaced him, but they did not make the change and made the decision to do it after the 2024 season. So it was a big night for the Burton family. Of course, in the booth was his father calling the race. And that was cool to see. The last time we had saw that was when Dale Jarrett won at Daytona and his father, Ned Jarrett, was in the booth. I think that was back in the days of CBS.
Yeah.
So we're talking several decades ago, and we got to sort of see it live all over again Saturday night with Jeff Burton and his son, Harrison, winning.
I thought that was a very, very cool moment. It seems to be a lot talked about how, you know, yes, an exciting finish is great, but you pair it with an unbelievable storyline. You can only imagine, I think every parent out there can imagine watching their child achieve something like that and it being on TV. And Sean, a big tip of the cap to, and I just had his name pulled up, but the broadcaster, the guy from England,
Lee Diffie,
with a fantastic call that I think even added more to the broadcast. Overall, I don't know that NASCAR could have asked for anything better in that final lap.
He did do well.
Okay.
But
okay.
I am just...
Okay, I knew it.
I am just not a big fan of his. I think
his... So,
I think the guy before him did a better job.
Over, it has been over.
But I know that's not
overwhelmingly
be...
positive.
Oh, I know.
Result. Everyone's going on and on about how great it was. It added a new element.
I get it.
His call. And you know, the first thing I thought, I kid you not, I said, I bet Sean hates this.
I didn't hate it.
I bet Sean is going to be the only fuddy-duddy that was like, well, I'd have kind of liked the old guy. You know, it just didn't sound NASCAR enough for me.
I didn't say that.
You're thinking it.
No,
I know
I
you way too
it.
Well.
I
There's
wasn't
no
thinking
way
it.
an objective person can't think he did a fantastic job.
Remember you said at 56, I'm not thinking well anymore.
That's very true.
You know, so you I wasn't it. Thinking that.
Yeah.
But it's going to take some time for me to get adjusted.
I thought it was...
I still hadn't found out, or have you heard, inform me if you have, why Lee Diffie was put in the booth.
I hadn't done a deep dive yet. I remember when I turned on the race, because it turned it on, you're kind of doing some things. I'm like, who's this? Like, it's not the normal dude. But I thought I really did. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it added an element.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Joy's the GOAT and always will be. But I thought, man, and sometimes it's almost like, you know, people that call these races all the time can get can you know, that's, nothing shocks him, nothing gets him excited, but you can you could hear the excitement in his voice. And I get whatever he said to Jeff Burton's, like, your son did it, or your son, whatever. I thought that was such a good call in the moment.
Yeah. And it was cool at the fact that Jeff was able to get on the radio and have a brief little conversation over the air. Of course, his son Harrison dropped a cuss word on national TV.
How don't you?
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it was cool to hear that. And that's something I don't remember that we heard that with Dale and Ned Jarrett back in the day. I don't even know if they had the ability back then to have communications with the driver from the booth.
I feel like it wasn't direct. I feel like you got to hear it in the headset, but there wasn't a talking back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, because that's been so long ago, and technology has certainly changed greatly. But yeah, I thought it was cool, and I'm, you know, I was thinking about all this earlier today, and I'm thinking, okay, what do you think this is going to do to Harrison Burton's career now? He got the win at Daytona. He's 23 years old. Do you think that this is going to help secure him a ride here very soon in the Cup Series? Or do you think that that win possibly won't make that big a difference?
So, you know, I was thinking about this because it is, first of all, I love it when lame duck people get a win. I just think that's fun. You know, it's like when Keselowski won a championship in a Dodge and Dodge is pulling out. I just love that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I think on one side, you've got to go, obviously, the kid's got talent. He's proved himself. Getting a win is nothing to shake a stick at. It can't hurt. It can only help. Mm-hmm. However, it was a restrictor plate race. And you know what? Right time, right place is a lot of times the determiner of that. And heck yeah, he was there at the right time and right place. But the history books are also littered with drivers that got their one and only win at a restrictor plate.
At Daytona or Talladega.
Yeah, at a restrictor plate event. So I don't know what his impression is in the garage, like what other people think of him and his driving ability. He's in an underfunded team. He's in a team that can only compete in racetracks like this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take advantage when you can, I guess. And he certainly did that.
Well, he's been a driver that I've always sort of questioned whether or not he was moved up from the Xfinity Series sooner than he needed to be put into the Cup Series, because he's only 23 years old and he's been now in the Cup Series. This is his third season, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll just have to wait and see how all this unfolds. But on the other hand, how cool is it the fact that your first win and you beat Kyle Busch by 0.047 of seconds to get the win? 0.047 seconds.
So cool. Only something that happens in these type of races. And for it to be so close, and, you know, Kyle Busch, a heartbreaking second place finish. But hats off to Kyle. They asked him about it. He said, yeah, I probably could have turned him and won. But there's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way, and he just wasn't going to. So this is the way these races are supposed to end. Not green, white, checkered 10 times.
And the old Kyle Busch would have. The new and improved Kyle Busch, you know, we've been talking about that a few years. He chose to race him the right way.
Well, or did he go, you know, it didn't work out for Ricky very well.
Yeah. But have you noticed that Kyle handled that so much more professional Saturday
yeah.
night?
Oh, absolutely.
Than what we've known Kyle Busch to be throughout most of his career?
He has grown up. I don't think anybody can doubt that. But he has got the look of a man that is just over it. I don't know that 2024 can get done quick enough for Kyle Busch.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I find interesting is Dale Jarrett's son, Jason Jarrett, is the spotter for Harrison Burton. So how cool is that?
Family deal.
Yeah, so you take the Burton family and the Jarrett family have both had the opportunity to have that experience at Daytona, and an experience that they will never forget. So big night for Harrison Burton and the entire Wood Brothers team. You like to see good things happen to good people, and the Wood Brothers are legendary. They've always been known to be first class. They're so very well respected. You just think about the legends in our sport that at some point in their career, they either started at the Wood Brothers or they raced for the Wood Brothers somewhere in their career. I mean, the list goes on and on. And they just continue to carry on the family tradition. And Saturday night was sort of just like icing on the cake.
Yeah, something cool about, you know, the good old red and white paint scheme with the gold numbers. It's classic. It's NASCAR. Good for them. Constantly the underdog, no matter what the racetrack is. I mean, this is the same team that gave us, like you said, all the guys that we're familiar with, but gave us Trevor Bayne, you know, rookie Daytona 500 winner, the dude from Knoxville. So very fitting, super cool. Also, now we have another first-time winner.
That we do.
Right before the playoffs. So now back the plot thickens back. Even more, and just goes to show you never really know what's happening in the playoffs until it's playoff time.
We're going to dive into all that as we come back after the break. We're going to break down where everybody is as far as the driver's standings, who's in the playoffs, who's not, and get everybody up to date on that. Also, we're going to bring you up to date on the latest with Austin Dillon, Richard Childress, as they filed their appeal to the appellate board of NASCAR. We'll share with you how that all has shaken out, because if I'm not mistaken, that announcement came out today. The announcement has been released, but I'm trying to recall if it was made, the announcement was made today, or if it was made sometime over the weekend. But nevertheless, we'll share that with you, as well as other news in the world of NASCAR. If you miss any part of today's show, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. We have them up every Tuesday. And you can also go to racingradio.com. That's racingradio.com as well. I want to thank you so much for joining us. We got more NASCAR as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news today. Harrison Burton, big win for the 21. The Woods brothers go back to victory lane. Harrison Burton, for the first time, goes to victory lane. Big win for him, and it couldn't come at a better time. We have one race left before the playoffs, so we'll break down all the standings here in a little bit, get into the results. But a huge win for the 21 team, and that leaves us one more race before the playoffs. Of course, that's the Cookout Southern 500 from Darlington. That's coming up this Sunday night. And let me check. I believe that's going to be on the Big Boy Network. Is that correct, Sean? I don't have it on here. Because this is opening weekend of college football, but that should
not interfere
on a Sunday, but it's not on my normal page. I'm assuming everyone's going to have a chance to watch this, because this is one you're going to want to watch.
It will be at 6 p.m. Sunday on USA Network.
USA NASCAR, get it together, man. Southern 500 under the lights. I'm assuming we're going retro paint schemes, everything to make the playoffs.
No, that was in the spring that we did the throwback weekend.
Well, usually we do it on the Southern 500 weekend. Still, it's Darlington. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, there may be some of that going on, but all that was done in the spring of the year.
Well,
man, you're just all over the place.
We just need to talk to...
Hey,
I got to talk to somebody, because that, I mean, surely they've tried to get that on the Big Boy Network.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, we are presented by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. They can get you optimized today, like they've gotten me optimized. You know, when you get to be my age, you
get to be 56.
You've got to be optimized.
You better start taking that ginkgo.
They can take care of all of your nutritional and hormone therapy needs, and I encourage you to check them out. Josh Porter and his entire staff do a great job. They've got a location there at Vance Road and Lee Highway, behind Nutrition World, and up on Hickson, on Highway 153 in Hickson, across from Crunch Fitness, and a brand new location in Cleveland. And again, you can find them at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Normal is not optimal.
That's right. And of course, you can see from my shirt, I am optimized.
You are certainly not normal. Yeah, what's with the all black today? You trying to look slim because of your vacation?
I feel like all black today. I like wearing all black.
Because it's slimming?
Well, actually, this is how I got into wearing a lot of black, is when I had my 9 years worth of time in the NASCAR world back in my fuel days with Union 76. Most all the race teams wore all black each and every day, except for when they wore their uniforms, pit crew fire suits. Always wore black jeans, and most of the people in the garage area wore black pants, black jeans, and I just kind of got into it back in those days. It just kind of stuck with me.
So you wear... You wear it based on what NASCAR teams would be wearing.
Well, I mean,
and this is about 20 years ago, that, which would to make total sense for your outfit.
That just kind of came into my world back then.
20 years ago.
And black's a favorite color of mine. So I wear a lot of black.
All right. Well, you know what? It's your birthday. So happy birthday.
You should try it. You should try a pair of black jeans.
I wear a lot of black stuff. Listen.
You have black jeans?
Absolutely.
I've never seen you.
Because I'm always come from work here.
Do they wear black jeans in Oklahoma?
So, listen, I don't wear a lot of the black jeans because I'm married, Sean. So, I'm trying not to give the ladies the temptation.
Oh, if that my makes gosh. Sense.
But when I wear a black...
How in the world did it go in this direction?
When I wear a black shirt, then that's when the baby blues really turn on, and it gets you into trouble. So... light blue, dark blue, or black.
Get you into trouble with your wife or with the other ladies.
I've got to walk around with a life preserver, and I just hand that to the ladies and say, in case you drown in the deep blues, here you go.
Oh my gosh.
That is exactly how that works.
Man, I need my rain boots on today.
Listen, yeah, and if you believe any of that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
It is getting deep in here. All right, with all that said, let's get into the results of the race at Daytona, the Coke Zero, Coke Zero Sugar 400. As we were talking about, Harrison Burton got his first win, and it's his second top 10 finish in 2024. I mean, just think about that a moment. This was his second top 10 finish.
I mean, not top five.
Yes.
Top 10. So he spent 25 races just kind of riding around.
Yeah, not accomplishing a whole lot this season. And, of course, this is his first victory ever at Daytona International Speedway. Kyle Busch came in second. He posted his 13th top 10 finish in 39 races. It is his 8th top 10 finish in 2024. Christopher Bell came in third. He posted his 3rd top 10 finish in 10 races at Daytona International Speedway. In 4th spot, we had Cody Ware, 5th Ty Gibbs, 6th Bubba Wallace, 7th Parker, help me out with that last name.
Parker Retzlaff, the guy that was helping push, too, man. He should get better than just a 7.
Yes. How long has he been racing in Cup Series?
You know, Sean, I believe
was this his first? I know he's a rookie, but is this his first race?
This was his second race. He raced in Richmond and now here at Daytona.
Okay, I missed him when he was at Richmond. Brad Keselowski came in 8th, 9th. Daniel Hemric and 10th, Chris Buescher.
Other drivers of note, Ross Chastain 12th, Chase Briscoe 14th, Alex Bowman 16th, Eric Jones 17th, Kyle Larson 21st, Truex Jr. 24th, Josh Berry in the 26th spot, Tyler Reddick followed by Ryan Blaney in 28th and 29th. Our buddy Michael McDowell, man, usually does pretty good on these. Started on the pole, led 26 laps, was not in great position, ended up having an accident, so he didn't finish. Stenhouse Jr. 33rd, and pulling up the rear in 40th place, Daniel Suarez. Chase Elliott 36th.
I noticed that SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, came in 35th spot.
Yeah, the old 16. Well, he had an engine issue, so.
That is correct. And, of course, we had Chase Elliott in an accident. We had Noah Gregson in an accident, and also Denny Hamlin. There were 7 caution flags for 34 laps and 40 lead changes among 16 drivers. Moving right along into the NASCAR Cup Series driver standings, Tyler Reddick is taking the lead, 17 points ahead of second place Kyle Larson, third Chase Elliott, fourth Ryan Blaney, and fifth William Byron.
Christopher Bell, 6th Brad Keselowski, 7th, 8th Denny Hamlin, 9th Martin Truex Jr., and 10th Ty Gibbs. After that, it starts getting a little dicey. Chris Buescher, 11th. Alex Bowman, 12th. Bubba Wallace, 13th. Ross Chastain, 14th. Joey Logano, 15th. All right, 16th spot, Kyle Busch, followed by Daniel Suarez, Chase Briscoe, Cindric, on down the line. However, Sean, outside the top 16 are 3 drivers that have a victory. So that's Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, and, oh, I'm sorry, 4 drivers. Well, Austin Dillon, that doesn't count. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. Harrison Burton in 34th position. So if the playoffs were to start today, Sean, Kyle Busch is out, Ross Chastain is out, Bubba Wallace is out, leaving Chris Buescher, your first driver inside the top 16 without a win, and that is in 11th place. I don't remember it being this close. There are going to be several different races going on at Darlington.
Yes, we got 13 drivers that are in the playoffs by wins. You got Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, Daniel Suarez, Austin Cindric, and now Harrison Burton. There are 5 winless drivers competing for 3 spots. You've got Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, and Ross Chastain.
Truex Jr.'s locked in, pretty much. He's got enough points, he's not going anywhere. Ty Gibbs, more than likely locked in. Chris Buescher is going to be the spot all the other guys are gunning for, or if he has something go wrong, is going to open up a spot. But really, God, at this point, it's kind of go win if you want to be in.
Yes, right now, Martin Truex Jr., he is 58 points edge on Wallace, the first driver currently outside looking in. Truex is in there if there is no new winner at Darlington. So, assuming that Dylan loses the appeal, which he did today, and there's no new winner, then he's in good shape at 19 points ahead of Ty Gibbs at 30 of Ty Gibbs and 37 points ahead of Chris Buescher. His only real danger was Dylan if he won the appeal today, and that did not happen. So you're right. Martin Truex Jr. Is in, providing we do not have a new first-time winner at Darlington. Now, we are surprised that we had a first-time winner these last 2 weeks. So I'm not going to assume anything because I wouldn't have expected that. So I'm going to leave my thoughts and opinion at that.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it coming up at Darlington, but what has this season taught us? What have we learned?
You never know.
I mean, this year we got our first ever win that's not a win. So
the best thing for Martin Truex Jr. to do is what? Win.
Go get a win.
To put icing on the cake.
For Martin Truex Jr., don't stumble on your way out of the holler and hit your head, okay? Chris Buescher and Ty Gibbs are the ones that have a little something more to worry about.
Yeah, Chris Buescher has a 21-point edge over Wallace and 27 points over Chastain. This is likely the battle if there is no new winner, assuming Dylan loses, which he has. Buescher already has suffered the heartbreak of Darlington, where earlier this year, and Tyler Reddick tangled battling for the win. Buescher was third at Darlington a year ago. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch as we just completed the 25th race so far of the first 26 races. So this weekend at Darlington marks that 26th race that will set the stage for the final 10. And then we'll have 16 drivers running for the NASCAR playoffs. And who will wait to see who's going to be the champion at Phoenix.
Yep.
Going to be fun.
Yeah, it really is. This is what NASCAR wanted when they came up with the playoff system. This is the kind of drama it's created. Who's going to win and get in? Who's going to race their way in points? Tons of storylines abound. I mean, Harrison Burton getting the win. Who had that on their bingo card? Nobody. So it just continues. And now we head to Darlington. I mean, it's going to be a very cool scene Sunday night.
Yeah. Of course, as we have mentioned more than once, Austin Dillon did not get the appeal in his favor. It was denied today by the appellate board. And so the rule that NASCAR had given him is it's going to be upheld, and they're just going to have to move forward and accept it. And so Austin Dillon definitely will not be one of the drivers in the championship, but will be able to keep the win. So that's how it all has shaken out. All right, Casey, when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR and some final thoughts, and we'll get your thoughts on who you think is going to win at Darlington.
Man, what drama. I'm pretty excited about this one. And Labor Day weekend, what the heck?
It's going to be a good one. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105, and we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. More NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio. Here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You, Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. We are here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock in the Optimize You studio, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. One race to go, Darlington, this Sunday on USA Today, under the lights, the Southern 500, to see who will be... Actually, you know what? We're going to know which... one of 16 drivers is going to be your champion this week. We'll narrow it down after the race at Darlington.
It's not on USA Today. USA Today is a newspaper. It's
USA, on the USA Network. Also MRN. Yeah. Yeah. But they'll probably print the results in USA Today.
I would say that you're right. And here very soon, we are going to have the next NASCAR Xfinity Series on the CW Network. So you can catch that on CW Chattanooga.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's going to be starting here real soon. Let's talk a little bit about news in the world of NASCAR. NASCAR is speculated, for NASCAR to announce that we will be racing the Xfinity Series and the NASCAR Cup Series in June of 2025 at the same circuit as Formula One and the Mexican Grand Prix, coming up in Mexico City in 2025.
So NASCAR always looking for places to go and expand the, I guess, footprint of stock car racing. Going to Mexico City for the Xfinity. Pretty cool. Also, Red.
Are you in favor of taking it south of the border?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I think it'll be cool. You have sports travel all over. The NFL goes to England and to Germany. Mm-hmm. Basketball goes all over now. So I believe I read that the Cup Series has been looking into some alternate road course races, and they're currently exploring San Diego. So keep your eye on that. You know what? Sunny and 75. Why not?
Yeah, it is expected that the possibilities are to take it to the streets of San Diego, not just to a racetrack, but to the streets of San Diego. Have you ever been there before?
San Diego?
Yeah.
I have not.
I have not either.
I would love to go. They have I think the nation's best zoo is in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to go see that.
NASCAR has one more year left on its contract with the city of Chicago. The deal has options for possible additional years that could, however, they could elect to move the race after 2025 to a different city, keeping the street racing concept. And so I can only assume that they are looking at the possibilities of San Diego to fill that spot. However, they could be looking at adding San Diego to the mix. But that would be, that'd be a lot of street road courses if they added another one when you already look at what's currently on the NASCAR schedule.
Well, we can, we can not do the Charlotte Roval. I mean, I think we're all okay with that.
I think we would all be very okay with that.
So, and I don't know the behind-the-scenes financials of it. I don't know if it's a benefit for the city of Chicago. I don't know if NASCAR makes any money on it. We certainly know they do on the TV part. But Chicago seems to be a win-win. I mean, is anyone over here going, oh, gosh, we got to go to Chicago? I don't think so. So I think NASCAR, if they can apply that one other place. You know, we have two super speedways. We used to have two road course races that we kind of look forward to, you know. I would be cool if there was also two street races. You know, two of everything seems good. We don't need, you know, 15-mile-and-a-half cookie cutters, and then let's do some other stuff as well. So I like it. I like NASCAR to continue to expand the types of tracks we go to.
Two things that come to my mind when I think about San Diego. Number one, NASCAR has expressed the importance of the Southern California market to the big picture of NASCAR. It's a major media market. We're not going to have a race next year in the Los Angeles area, as far as we know, because the NASCAR Clash has been moved to Bowman Gray Stadium, which is in North Carolina. So one of the benefits of putting this street course race on in San Diego is you could fill that position of Southern California to try to absorb as much of that Southern California media market that NASCAR finds to be very important. Plus, San Diego being right there on the border, most likely you could pull a lot of fans from down in Mexico that want to come see Daniel Suarez and other NASCAR superstars to cross the border and come up and see the race in San Diego.
Yeah, and San Diego, you know, they don't have – it's a major city, or it's certainly got the population base to hold something like this. Mm-hmm. They've still got the San Diego Padres, a Major League Baseball
team. But does anybody care about that?
They lost the Chargers to
L.A.
They don't, like I said, they don't have a basketball team. I don't know about soccer, but I think they would be eager to have another major event there. Would make a lot of sense.
I think that's going to be in NASCAR's forecast. I would have expected NASCAR to already have released the 2025 schedule because various tracks have leaked out their dates and gone public with that. So the rumors are not so much rumors, but the announcements with various tracks continue to come along. So I would like to think that NASCAR will go out with an official schedule of the entire season about any day now. Maybe we even see it before this weekend's race at Darlington. But I am a little bit surprised that they are already putting Mexico on the schedule. I thought maybe Canada would come on the schedule next for a race that was going to be outside the United States, but I think this is very good for the sport.
Well, they've gone to Canada before.
Yeah, but it's been a long time. And,
I'm assuming it's probably a little less expensive to put things on in Mexico.
There's a lot of NASCAR fans in Canada, especially in that Toronto area. NASCAR has proven that with some of its lower series. The results have always gone very well as far as the outcome of success and the attendance in the races in Canada. SVG Shane Van Gisbergen is already confirmed to run a full season with Trackhouse Racing in 2025. The New Zealander is going to be their third charter. He is a three-time supercar champion who will race with Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez. So Trackhouse Racing will be a three-car team driving Chevrolet in 2025.
SVG. Man, that reminds me of you didn't used to watch wrestling though, did you?
Yeah.
The heartthrob.
It's been a while. I don't watch wrestling like I used to.
Oh gosh, he was one of the dude. He used to run around, but anyway, but SB something. God, it's good. Shawn Michaels. It was SVM, something like that, but Pretty Boy, that was his, he had like three letters, he would yell them, everybody would go crazy.
That was like his stick?
That's what SVG reminds me of. Oh, gosh, I'm about to go down a Google rabbit hole.
Man, you're revealing you're revealing the dark side of KCR.
Back in the day.
That's right. So some changes going on with Trackhouse Racing, third car team in their stable, and I think someday we will find them to be a four car team. They have continued to grow, and seems like they've grown the right way, and they've got the sponsors to back it up, and a very well run organization, no question about it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds for Trackhouse Racing. All right, Casey, we're headed to Darlington. Are we going to see another first-time winner?
Probably not. I think we're going to see, you know, somebody return to Victory Circle. Just the, you know what? The numbers say that that's going to happen. But alas, I'll give you a first-time winner for the season, not for his career. How about Truex Jr.? Goes and finally locks one in.
Man, that's who I'm pulling for.
All right, Sean's pulling for him. I think that's probably a pretty safe bet.
You know, this is his last season as a full-time driver, and I would love to see him make it into the championship.
Yeah.
You don't want to spend your last year of your full-time season cup and not make it to the championship. That's no way to go out.
I think he'll be there no matter what, but we'll see. Regardless of what happens, everybody have an awesome Labor Day weekend. And we'll be back here Monday to recap everything.
That's right. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us. We'll be back here again Monday, Labor Day, at 6 p.m. to get you caught up with everything that went on in the world of NASCAR, on and off the racetrack. Again, we're presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.